We did have a pretty severe mean game of slip and slide down that wicked hill that they have there. And wow, no injuries today, as reported today, or that have been reported. But we had a fun time. We had a good time. And you know, in the van on the way home, a couple of those boys said, "You know, my favorite part tonight was just sitting around and just talking and being calm." Boys usually aren't calm in middle school, are they? But yeah, and I thought about that. Man, we're so involved in what we're doing, and everything's somewhat out of control most of the day in our lives, and I think we all want that. We just want to feel a sense of calmness in our lives, to calm down and listen to God. Slipping out of summer and sliding into fall. What's that mean? You know, summer officially is over, even though the weather may not indicate that. And fall has started, and you know, we were talking last night about being bold in our faith, and you know, God puts us in all these situations to share our faith. And you know, kids that are in school, kids that are Christians in school, and you know, in leadership roles and on teams, man, those are perfect opportunities to share our faith. Yesterday we were at Ritchie County and for a cross country meet, and there were three. Usually, there might be a couple trips and falls, and people might need some first aid. And you know, now as we continue to pray for that young man's family from Roane County, that's lots of requirements. I have to take the portable AED machine to all of our meets now in case someone might need it. And I actually know how to use it. I've been trained in that. Coaches now have to be trained in first aid and all of that because of these things. Anything could happen, and you know, that could happen. At a cross-country meeting, and it was really hot and humid yesterday, then it rained, and that just made it worse. And I heard some of the people from Ritchie County telling me, said, "Well, we've had three ambulances go out of here." And the other guy says, "Yeah, we only have four in Ritchie County, so three of them have taken runners out of here." And I wasn't anybody from our team, but, you know, and so, you know, anytime I see an ambulance, I just, you know, pray. And, you know, I'd shared with you that on our team, there's a couple girls, and they always say, "Hey, coach, we're ready to pray." And I always say, if you don't want to be in a circle, if you don't want to be involved, let's step out of the circle. And so Bethy, she takes care of things back at the tent. And so I heard some of them even talking about it last night. There was some girl on the team say she just didn't believe in God. And this other girl got real upset about that because this person on the team, her teammate, was not talking so good about the God that she knows. Stand up. You hear that all the time at work, probably. And I know, again, and being around kids, that kids sometimes make decisions that certainly wouldn't please God, don't please their teachers or their parents either. But we keep praying that we be bold in our faith. And, you know, as we're sliding out of summer and slipping into, you know, fall, and fall has started, and you know, kind of trying to get back into a routine. Regardless of the time of the year or the season of the year, we need to be bold about our faith and sharing our faith. And God can use us wherever we might be. And I thank God every day, even though I'm tired at the end of the day, for the opportunities that He gives me to pray. There's a lady on our list that keep praying for Sherry Summers, Betty Toothman's daughter. Betty Toothman was very active here in our church and always sat with Doris Gregory. And her daughter and I laughed the other day because I remember that, you know, Betty would sit with Doris, and they always talk very loud. I could hear everything they were saying right up here. And we were just talking about her mom, Betty, and how loud she was. Oh, yeah, she did that at church. Heard everything she said. God love her. She was in church every Sunday, and we remember those things. But her daughter, Sherry, I told you, I was going to go see her on Sunday. And sometimes people think that, oh, gosh, the pastor changed my life. Their kids say it all. I didn't change your life. I led you to the one who can change your life. So I get there, and she was out of it. The nurse was there, and, you know, I told you she'd been out of it before, and she called me and told me to come visit. I'm like, wow, they called in hospice, and her time was almost up. So I went to visit her, and they said, boy, the nurse couldn't get her to do anything, but she really wanted you to come. So they were in there, and they were saying, Sherry, Sherry, and so the pastor's here. I am not joking. She, like, wakes up. She goes, where is he? I got her to take her medicine. They couldn't get her to do anything. And I got her to take her medicine. I stayed there for quite a while because I was afraid to leave. I'm like, oh gosh, I mean, what else do they need me to get her to do? And so God can use us wherever, doing whatever, if we're just willing, right? And so last week we talked about, you know, who we are in Christ and being overcomers. And so we're going to go back this morning to 1 John chapter 5. We're looking at the first 12 verses. And just sometimes we need to be reminded. You know, we just kind of get out of the routine of church, get out of the routine of work, and summer causes us to do that. We're still swimming in September, you know what I mean? And we sometimes just get out of the habit of things that we know that we should be doing. So in 1 John 5, 1 through 12, talk about this life that we have in Christ forever, regardless of the time of year. And where is that thing? Right here. I'm going to get situated. But life forever. Jesus came one time and died, so we may have life forever, regardless of your schedule, my schedule, the schedule, what's happening in the world, what's happening all around us, the season, the weather, that this is forever. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ, I believe you believe that, right? Because you're here this morning. And you've come this morning because you want to believe that someone told you about this Jesus who is the Christ, born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. Well, that's what Jesus came to get people to do. To love God, a lot of them did. But he wanted them to love him too. Do your actions reflect that? That you love God and you love Jesus? Do you show that in your daily life, wherever you might be? This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. God is so good. You say you love God. Well, the world can tell if you love God if you're bearing fruit. God knows whether you love him or not. If you're doing as he'd asked you to do, just like I prayed about. Go do and be. Following his commands forever, right? Because Jesus came once and for all and did what he did so we may have life forever. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. Wow, what does that mean? I mean, if God tells you to do something, I can't do that. I'm already busy. God calls you to go visit someone. I can't do that. I need to lay down here and take a nap. I mean, God's work should not be burdensome to us. We should enter into God's house. This is the day the Lord has made, a smile on our face. You get up in the morning with a smile on your face. I told you, I used to irritate Kent to know me. And I get up all happy and ready to go, and you know, and he, and then I'd get up and I'd already be dressed. He'd have on what I had on. No change. You know what I mean? I got up first. Be happy, right? Kids coming in this weekend. Maybe, right? Maybe we'll stay a few days. But think about that. I mean, you think about God who loves us, and whatever he calls us to do, are we upset about it? Like, oh, we got to go to church again? Again? Doing God's work should not be burdens. You should have joy. Be glad to do it. For everyone born of God. And we shared this last Sunday during our time of prayer, that God overcomes the world so that you can overcome the world. And again, I hear people just, well, I don't know about this. You know, I'm praying that God's going to heal me. But then we have doubts. We're overcomers because Christ is an overcomer. And if we love him and believe in him, then we can overcome too. Do you believe that? But this is forever, right? This life that Jesus came to show us, that we could live forever with him, but claiming these verses and these commands to be true. He is the Son of God. He's an overcomer. Verse 5, it says, He who overcomes. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. We continue to pray for our world and our country. We believe that God can overcome that in faith, right? That victory is ours through Jesus, right? God's already won through his Son Jesus. We've already claimed the victory. We just have to believe and claim it. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. We were studying in the Bible study on Wednesday, you know, about John the Baptist, you know. And John the Baptist, you know, came and he was preparing the people. You know, he's the one that, he baptizes Jesus of baptizing these people, and we talk about how Jesus was coming and he wanted people to believe him, and everything that Jesus asked us to do, he did. I mean, we should be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus did that. And he leaves the Holy Spirit. That's God. I believe that's God's greatest gift. He told us that you won't be alone. That when Jesus left, I'll send the Holy Spirit to be with you. Yes. God sent his Son, who was born and he died, but he sent the Holy Spirit to be with us always and forever. This is the one who came by water and blood. Not just by water, but by both. For there are three that testify, it says, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. We talk about the Trinity, too, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. We talk about that being one. And we talk about, in God's Word, and we continue to read about that, how Jesus came, and again, all that he's asking us to do is exactly what he did. Think about that. Sometimes we have to make sacrifices to do what God would call us to. We might call it burdensome, right? But God doesn't want us to view it that. When he calls us to do something, God says he'll equip us, enable us, and empower us to do it, whatever it might be. We accept human testimony, but God's testimony is greater because it is the testimony of God which he has given about his Son. You know, you think about Jesus and his journey here. He was coming to really testify who his Father was and to testify really who he was and who he was sent to be. We think about our testimony. When I say that, I feel, I don't know, I can't do that. I can't share my testimony. Well, we've all come from something, right? And we've all had a story about how we gave our heart to Jesus. Some people say, well, I don't have much of a testimony. I mean, I didn't go through all those drugs and alcoholism, but we all have a testimony, don't we? We all have a story to tell. When God heals us, I told you, people are still asking me about how I'm doing with my surgeon. I keep telling them, these three prayers, that God answered, and from the very beginning, God took care of it, and we're all good, right? That's a testimony, right? How God, you know, when people say, oh, how you doing? Not so good. Still got 15 more chemotherapies to do, and 54 more radiations, but God is good, I guess. Is he? Is he really? Are you testifying that God has got me through four, and God's going to get me through four more, and I can do it? Because through him, I'm an overcomer. This faith. Gosh, we keep, again, talking about what's happening in our world. We need people who say they love Jesus and say they're people of faith. Just do it. To love other people and walk around here with victory and knowing that they're overcomers and not being defeated. Whoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony, right? I mean, that, you accept Jesus and that's testimony, saying who he said he was and doing what he said he did, that you believe that to be true. And you're going to share it. And we're going to share it. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar because they have not believed the testimony God has given about their Son. So what do you do when some little sixth grader says, I don't believe in God? Or some 54-year-old says, I don't believe in God. Because some people don't. Some people say they've gone through a lot, been through a lot, and what's God done for me? Well, I know what God's done for all of us. He sent his Son Jesus. So we don't become judgmental, right? We've been studying that too in Bible study on Wednesday nights. We don't become judgmental. We're loving and kind and sharing our testimony about, well, this is what God's done for me. And he can do it for you. He can do the same thing. And it says here, this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life. And this life is in the Son. Eternal. What's eternal mean? Forever. But it's hard to believe. That's hard for some people to believe and understand. What do you mean forever? Nothing's forever. Well, this is. This life that Jesus came to basically claim for all of us, it lasts forever. That we can be with him forever. And he'll be with us forever. Eternal. The testimony of Jesus. The testimony of God. And he did that for us. And so it says in verse 12, whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. And that's pretty much it right there. If you believe in Jesus and believe in God, you have life. Not just now, but forever. And so again, as you start your week and go to work tomorrow, and you hear people complaining about, oh, we're back to work, oh, the weekend wasn't so happy, and relaxing. Well, we can talk about life that we have through Jesus. That's forever. We can share that. When people ask you what you did this week, you're going to say, I didn't do anything. Well, you came to church. Tell them about that. Okay? And kids are like, they say, what'd you do? What'd you do this weekend? Now, I used to get so upset when we take these kids on trips, and boy, I'd be all tired and just pouring my life into them, and people making decisions for Jesus, and they go to school, and then someone says, what'd you do this weekend? Nothing. What do you mean nothing? You just gave your heart to Jesus. Are you kidding me? I mean, you guys made me eat chicken for Jesus. Tell them what God has done, this life eternal. I believe we're here this morning because we believe this to be true. But I am burdened, and so are you, by the world outside this building that they just don't get. Some people don't want to get it, do they? There's some people that just keep making excuses. I'm not talking about church. I'm talking about living for Jesus. Yeah, we want to be in church and be involved in church. But most importantly, I pray that every day, especially on Sundays, that everybody that's ever been a part of my journey or come through my path, so to speak, that they're living the faith. They haven't lost their faith. They're loving others. They're loving Jesus by loving others, wherever God has put them. Goes back to that. Go, do, and be, right? So when we leave here today, do we realize, do we understand that we have life eternal? Whoever has the Son, if you have Jesus in your heart, you surrender Him, you have life. And through this life and this journey here, God says He'll go with you and help you to overcome. You just got to trust Him. You just got to believe. Father, we thank You this morning for Your presence in our lives. God, we thank You for Your presence in this place. God, I believe all of us are on a journey. And when we leave here today and go through our week, and before we come back next Sunday, You're going to give us multiple opportunities to share our faith, to share our testimony, to talk about what God's done and what He can do. And I believe people of all ages need to know that they're loved, that their life is worth something. I believe that. God, You can use us to do that. We may not have to say anything. Just smiling, asking someone how they're doing, shaking their hand can change their whole world. God, we thank You this morning for sending Jesus to give us life. So I pray here this morning, if there's anyone that has never given their heart to Jesus, never said they really believe, they do that this morning and come tell us about it. Share it with us. Just stand up and that's all you got to do. Or whatever you're asking us to do, maybe to join the church, be baptized. I believe there are people here that just keep carrying burdens and keep carrying it every week and loving them around all week long. And not surrendering as You would tell us to do, as You commanded us to do. So God, I pray as we close our service and lift our praises to You, God, You'd help us, that we would respond accordingly. God, we love You this morning. Thank You for life everlasting. Thank You for being our God. For we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.